Well, good morning, everybody, and happy Friday. This is Scott Morozik in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall, just east of downtown Bad Axe. You'll find more choices at Flannery Auto Mall of Bad Axe. A routine basketball practice in Michigan's Thumb turned into a police matter after a confrontation between a parent and a teenage player left the student with a bloody nose. Investigators say the incident happened December 21st at Kingston High School during a junior varsity practice where a parent was reportedly taking part in drills with the team. At some point, authorities alleged the adult threw a basketball that struck a 16-year-old player directly in the face. The teen suffered a nosebleed, prompting a police response and an incident report. That report has now been sent to Tuscola County Prosecutor's Office for review. As of midweek, no criminal charges had been filed while investigators continue to examine what exactly happened inside the gym that day. Authorities in Genesee County have filed multiple animal cruelty charges against a Flint Township couple after investigators say they uncovered one of the most disturbing hoarding cases the prosecutor has ever seen. Prosecutors announced charges against 65-year-old Kim Mitchell Shires and 61-year-old Brenda Marie Shires following a February investigation at their home on Elms Road in Flint Township. Each faces three charges, including abandoning or abusing more than 25 animals, killing or torturing animals, and failing to properly dispose of dead animals. Police say the case began after a neighbor reported concerns on February 11th. When officers entered the home, they discovered dozens of animals living inside in extreme filth. Investigators counted 69 live animals in the house and 27 more found dead, some reportedly left in trash bags near the front door. Officers described the scene as chaotic, with constant barking and overwhelming odors from urine and feces filling the home. Surviving animals were taken to the Genesee County Animal Shelter for treatment. Authorities say the animals ranged from very young puppies to elderly dogs, many showing signs of injury. One dog was euthanized after veterinarians discovered severe infection and parasites that caused massive fluid buildup. The couple has not yet been arrested. Investigators say they are not home. They were not home when the investigation began, and their current whereabouts remain unknown. The Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, is updating flood maps that will impact several counties throughout the state, including Huron County. Because of that, Hume Township posted the updated floodplain information on its website at humetownship.com. Updating the state's flood map started in 2022, with flood assessments being done county by county. The updated map means that some areas that were not considered to be in a floodplain might be now. We'll be right back.
It's time to go to the mall, the Flannery Auto Mall. It's the best time to lease a brand new Chevrolet from Flannery Auto Mall. Lease a 2026 Chevy Equinox LT with all-wheel drive for only $342 per month. Enjoy the comfort and performance of Evotec's leather, heated seats and wheel, power seat, power lift gate, dual zone climate control, Chevy safety assist, rain sensing wipers, wireless phone charging, floor liners, and more. Or lease the only truck with best-in-class standard cargo volume, a 2026 Chevy Silverado Crew Cab LT with four-wheel drive for only $302 per month from the Flannery Auto Mall in Bad Axe. You get the capabilities you demand, trailering with brake controller, all-terrain tires and 20-inch aluminum wheels, and the comfort of heated seats and wheel, 13.4-inch infotainment with Google Maps, power seat, lane departure, lane keep assist, and more. And while supplies last, lease a Flannery 2025 Chevy Trailblazer LS with all-wheel drive, remote start, Apple CarPlay, lane departure, lane keep assist, and more for only $229 per month at the Flannery Auto Mall in Bad Axe.
Lease prices are for a 36-month lease with 2,000 hours down to 12,000 miles per year. See Flannery Auto Mall Bad Axe for details today.
While shopping downtown Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by Flannery Auto Mall, Buckley Shoes, Ayers Home Furnishings, and Murphy's Bakery and Catering Connection.
And we're back. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel is renewing a consumer alert during National Consumer Protection Week, warning residents that scammers are increasingly using artificial intelligence to create convincing fraud schemes. The alert highlights the growing use of deep fake audio and video, which criminals can use to mimic a person's voice or likeness. In some cases, scammers gather audio clips from social media to clone a voice and call family members while posing as a loved one in trouble, often demanding money urgently. Nessel urged consumers to stay cautious, noting that scammers frequently rely on pressure tactics and requests for hard-to-trace payments such as cryptocurrency, gift cards, or wire transfers. Anyone who believes they have been targeted by a scam is encouraged to contact local law enforcement, report the incident to the Federal Trade Commission, and immediately notify their bank or payment provider if money was sent. Michigan residents can also file complaints with the Attorney General's Consumer Protection Team. And at 2 a.m. Sunday morning, March 8th, Michiganers will set clocks 1 hour ahead as part of the annual Switch to Daylight Savings Time. Time changes have been around for decades. Making changes to adjust time came about during World War I to conserve fuel needed to produce electricity. It was repealed, then enacted again in World War II, and then repealed. Time changes have been enacted and repealed several times over the years. The last change was in 2005 when President George W. Bush enacted the Energy Bill that extended daylight savings time by 4 weeks beginning in 2007. Under that act, the daylight saving time started 3 weeks earlier on the second Sunday in March and ends on the first Sunday in November. It was done as a way to conserve energy. And that's your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour, and it was brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall, just east of downtown Bad Axe. You'll find more choices at Flannery Auto Mall of Bad Axe. And remember, you can get news stories just like these here, and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net.